We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's good to have you in the Lord's house. In our call to worship today, we're continuing in 2 Peter chapter 1 of sharing a very important message, I believe, for the church today, that God has a role that you and I are to be playing in regard to our Christian life. The Lord empowers us through the Holy Spirit to live for Him, but there are certain things that we are to be doing. According to the Word of God, we are to be adding to our faith. And we spent time talking about the fact that that idea and concept of adding is the word to chorus together. It means to not just to chorus together, but to add to the notes of the chord, the truth that we are to live in our lives. Add to our faith virtue. That was the first one that we looked at. Then we're to add to our virtue knowledge. We looked at that last week. And then we come to the third one that we have in our list here, and that's the word temperance. Temperance. That's not a word that we use very much anymore, but it's a very important word. It simply means the ability to say no to the flesh. This word was used with me about 8 years ago by Dr. Reisch. Dr. Reisch in Pensacola is an endocrinologist, and I went to see him after 2 years of battling uncontrollable numbers with my diabetes. I just knew something was wrong. The medicine I was taking wasn't doing anything. So I said, I need to get a referral to go to an endocrinologist to find out what's going on. And there, when he looked at me, he said, you're a type 1 diabetic. You're not a type 2. And that was without even doing any blood tests. He looked at me and said that. And he said, your life is going to have to become a life of temperance. And I said, excuse me, I don't drink. That's the only reason I remember that conversation. I don't drink. What does that have to do with what I'm doing? He said, no. He said, temperance means the ability to say no. And he's a Christian man. We had a good conversation there. And I'd already had the conversation about, you know, staying away from certain types of food, staying away from breads, things of that nature. But he said, you're going to have to be temperate. You're going to have to say no. He said, many of my patients don't say no. And they're having surgeries. They have amputation, feet, surgeries for all kinds of other issues that they're having because they couldn't say no. He said, your life is going to have to be one of temperance. And that helped me to understand because that point that he made that day to me broaden my understanding of the word temperance. The word temperance, many people think, and just associate with abstinence from strong drink, but that's not what the Greek word is at all. It's the ability to say no. To say no. We're to chorus together. This is a note in the chord of our Christian life that needs to be played. You know, sometimes you can find a piano, some of the older pianos we used to own years ago, some of the notes didn't work on them. So when you went to play the chord, it was missing a note. And there are a lot of Christians, now listen to me now, that are missing notes. They don't play. They hit the fingers, but they don't play because the note won't sound. Because there's certain things in this list here, I don't like that note so much. I think I'll skip that one. No. Your faith will not ring true in its sound if you're not playing the notes of the chord that's laid out here in this passage. The ability to say no to the flesh is a part of Christian living. So that's hard for me to do. It is, you're right. But God did not expect us just to just do it on our own. Who did He supply to empower us to do it? The Holy Spirit of God. And so when He plays the chord in our lives, He empowers us to be able to make that pitch of temperance in our life, that pitch of virtue, moral excellence, that pitch of knowledge, and then the other things that will build the chord of the Christian life. Oh, how important it is, folks. The Word of God is not a salad bar. I've used this illustration many, many times. It's the simplest way I know that we look at the Bible sometimes as a salad bar. Well, I don't like the carrots. I'm going to skip the carrots. I don't like the boiled egg. I'm not going to have that. I don't like the ham cut up pieces or the bacon. And we just kind of come to the Bible and we just kind of pick and choose what we want for our salad, our Christianity. First of all, it's not yours. it's not yours. Who did the Bible say we belong to? If we're a Christian, we belong to God. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Oh, how we need to be reminded. These are the simple truths of the Bible that are forgotten today because we don't know our Bibles like we should. What notes are sounding in your Christian life? If there are no notes sounding, then perhaps you don't have a Christian life. Maybe you've got a manufactured idea. Maybe you don't have the real thing. We can't skip notes in the chords that God wants to play in our hearts and lives. And so we need to add to our faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, the ability to say no to the flesh.